This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple infrastructure industrial projects worth around 9,400 crore rupees in Telangana. These projects collectively aim to strengthen connectivity, improve logistics efficiency, enhance safety, and provide a better travel experience for people. The event held at the Hyderabad International Convention Center was attended by Telangana Governor Shri Pratap Shukla, Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy, Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy, and other senior leaders. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reviewed the country's preparedness to deal with possible floods and heatwave conditions. Chairing a high-level meeting in New Delhi, Mr. Shah assessed the readiness of central government agencies, reviewed early warning systems, resource deployment, and inter-agency coordination to ensure zero loss of life and minimal loss of property. The minister also reviewed the progress of long-term flood mitigation measures being taken across the country, including protection of critical infrastructure projects, river management initiatives, and scientific advancements in forecasting. Home Minister Mama Natung today attended a valedictory function of one-day Nyatam Timsir Dokum and the screening of the animation film on the philosophy and mythology of evolution of Nishi at Itanagar. Sharing details of the function, Natung in a social media post shared that the program reflected a meaningful effort towards preserving and promoting the philosophical traditions and oral narratives and indigenous wisdom of Nishi community, enabling people across generations to better understand the richness of Nishi cultural heritage. The 29th Kyorugi and 11th Pumse state-level Taekwondo Championship 2025-26 concluded today at Wangde Indoor Stadium, Rupa. Organized by the Arunachal Taekwondo Association, the championship brought together 632 participants from 20 districts, 4 schools, the Sports Authority of India, Nahalagan and Sangay Laden Sports Academy, Itanagar. MLA Kalaktang Sitan Chumbe in a social media post said that it is a matter of immense pride that Arunachal Pradesh is now shining in Taekwondo Pumse, not only at the national level but also gaining international recognition. The MLA further added that such championships provide a strong platform for state's youth athletes to showcase their talent, discipline and dedication while inspiring many more youths to take up sports. A 20-day-long residential workshop on theatre production concluded successfully at Rayang village in East Siang district yesterday. Organized by the Karpung Karduk Art and Culture Academy, the workshop was led by renowned Adi folk artist Dilong Padung, who chalked out a plan to promote awareness against drug abuse through the medium of folk culture. Eminent folk artists from Guwahati, East Siang and Upper Siang district participated in the workshop. The academy is scheduled to perform their play in Diki Convention Hall, Itanagar on May 12 next. In Tamil Nadu, the founder of Tamilaga Vetri Khajagam, C. Joseph Vijay, was sworn in as the Chief Minister this morning. The swearing-in ceremony was held at Nehru Indoor Stadium. State Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar administered the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Vijay. Along with him, 9 ministers were also sworn in. Among those who took oath as cabinet ministers were K.G. Anuraj, Adav Arjuna, N. Anand, Selvi S. Kirtana and Dr. T.K. Prabhu. Senior leader Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma has been elected as the leader of the BJP Legislature Party as well as the NDA in Assam. In the Legislature Party meeting held in Guwahati this morning, a total of 8 BJP MLAs including Ranjit Kumar Das, Viswajit Daimari, Ajanta Niyog, Rajiv Roy, Ashok Singhal and Piyush Hajarika proposed the name of Dr. Sarma as the leader of the Legislature Party. The proposal was subsequently seconded by other MLAs in attendance. Thereafter, in the presence of the 10 Assam Gana Parishad MLAs and BPF legislators, AGP leader Atul Bora and BPF leader Rihon Daimari proposed Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma's name as the leader of the NDA. Former Minister Tage Taki, along with Deputy Commissioner Lower Subansri Ole Parme, officially inaugurated the Mudfest 2026 in Zero Valley yesterday. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.